Anyway, the post in this Development Corporation thing was to be a junior draftsman. So in those early days, we were preparing plans of both Wellingborough and City and Hatfield to show what we were going to do for both towns. And it was my job to trace these drawings or colour them, get them printed, and we used to send them off to the ministry for their approval. And we would also send out, when we'd had finally got preparation of actual working drawings of roads. Mm. The first one that I was involved in was South Parkway, because although Parkway itself ran all the way from the campus down to Stanborough Road, the southern part near Rooks Hill hadn't been finished. It was a road, right, but it was only for light traffic only.
Okay.
But we brought that road up to the proper standard of an estate road, and Colgrove and Hobbsway, and I think Termal Dale. I don't think Termal Dale actually existed, but we certainly built that as well.
Yes. Were you the only one taken on at the time?
Well, there were people already in the office.
Yeah.
But three or four of them were company men who had been transferred over.
Right.
So they had been working on Wellingborough Garden City all the time.
Oh, right. They were, it was just a change of name.
Top boss, but the chief engineer was the same man they'd been working under at the company.
Right, yes.
And there was one of those men was a chap called Donald Cutts, and he didn't really work for the engineers. He was an estatesman. Hmm. And it was his job to prepare lease plans for the company.
Right.
And he, of course, would prepare them shortly for the Development Corporation.
Yeah.
But while in those early months, or perhaps the first year, he was still doing lease plans for Welland Garden City Company. And I was helping him to do them.
Yes, yes.
So I, although I never actually worked for the company, I did do some work for them.
Yes. Yes, in a supportive role. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And there again, one of the first jobs that I was involved in with Donald Cutts was setting out the plots in Honey Grove, is it called? It's off South Parkway. Honeycroft.
Yeah. Right.
Honeycroft, a little cul-de-sac.
Yes, yes.
They were private plots. So.
Yeah.
So every time I walk past Honeycroft, I know I helped set those out.
That must be a lovely feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the office like to work in? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, as I say, I had been working at De Havilland Propellers, and that was a very impersonal place. It was a massive drawing office, loads of staff there, male and female. Mm. And, you know, you had to work to the bell or the hooter. Stop work, you can go home. Or stop work, you can go to the canteen for lunch. Whereas Development Corporation was so relaxed, go out shopping if you needed to, and a completely different atmosphere.
Yes.
And of course, a much smaller staff.
How many would there have been there?
Well,
at the time?
As I say, when I started in September 48, we just had this one drawing office, which wasn't much bigger than this room, really. Just a little bit bigger, with a room at each end with a connecting door.
Yeah.
And in one room was John Skinner, the chief engineer, which he shared with his secretary. Mm. She had to work with him. And the other room was Bert Tigwell, who was another company man who was a comptroller for the Development Corporation.
Right.
And so in the drawing office itself, probably four or five of us, including a lady from the accounts department who had also come from the company, and she had to sit on the end of a drawing table.
Right.
My role was junior draftsman, so I carried on as a junior draftsman for two or three or four years, but then I gradually got on to the engineering work as well.
Yeah.
That when I began there, I was just tracing somebody else's work.
Yes.
But as I got more experience, I was beginning to design things myself. And so eventually I became an assistant engineer.
Right.
So there are various little schemes in Wellingborough City and Hatfield that I had kind of designed myself. but I was never a qualified civil engineer. I was a bit of a graphic designer as well, and so I was designing street names, things, and notice boards, and I had all sorts of things I was doing. And
yes.
So the variety made it,
yes.
It wasn't boring.
Yes. You know?